I'll just get you to introduce yourself. Who are you?
Well, it's very nice to meet you folks over the air. My name is Olivia Dory, and I grew up in Tantallon at the head of St. Margaret's Bay. And my family and I have made our home here on the South Shore of Nova Scotia. I'm your new federal NDP candidate, so I've got an awfully big riding and an awfully big race ahead of me. I'm excited to get going.
Okay, let's get going. So when you arrive at my doorstep, what are you going to tell me? Why should I vote for Olivia Dory and the NDP?
Well, before I ask for your vote, if I show up on your doorstep, I'm going to take a minute to introduce myself and offer to listen, because I'm finding out that that being heard isn't an experience that a lot of people have had for a while. There are an awful lot of opportunities, but an awful lot of problems here in our neighborhood, and I'm finding that the best thing that I can do at the doorstep is usually just to offer to listen and meet people where they are.
What is it that you see is the pressing issue in South Shore St. Margaret's that you can help address?
You know, I'm a policy nerd, so we could definitely go through the issues if we wanted to go through the handbook. But the biggest problem that I realized needs to be addressed in my riding is that we've got a trust crisis in government. The electoral results show us that folks wanted to change this time around, but we're not seeing the kind of turnout that I'd expect to see during so many different crises. So I recognize that people aren't feeling heard, that this election they're probably going to need to have out some tough conversations, and that's exactly what I do. I moved back home after 7 years up in Ottawa that I moved for straight out of high school, and now that I'm back, you know, I got to spend the better part of 2 years with my family. Now I'm trying to figure out how I can be most helpful to my neighbors, and I think offering a trustworthy candidate who cares is the best thing I can do.
So let's talk about the NDP then. What is it the NDP is going to bring federally to bear on this election? Why is it you feel like this is the party to vote for?
Well, it's, you know, I've not been partisan before the past year. My time on Parliament Hill was vigorously nonpartisan. I didn't want to join a political party. I actually spent a year and a half working for the Speaker of the House of Commons when the 2015 election came through. And I'd been asked to run a couple different times over the years by different parties, and I wasn't ready to make the compromises that it takes to join a party. You know, we take on a lot of responsibility when we commit to a team. And the reason that I chose the NDP this time around is because I know that when people go to the polls, they're looking for two things, and it's hard because you only get one vote. They're looking for the leadership from Ottawa. They're looking for what their priorities are, whether they trust them, whether they think that they care about those of us way down here on the East Coast. And, you know, we know, we're seeing the polling that our leader is relatable. You folks know that he cares about you. And I know that the other thing that makes a great MP, because this area has had some really great ones, is a local candidate who adores the place that they're from, who's going to be happy hitting the road. And we've got an awful lot of road to cover, you know, several hours worth in any direction and over 6 hours of coastline. So I'm going to be doing my best to get out to see you folks, and we can chat about any policy you want. Nerds are welcome.
Okay. I will ask one last thing. So what do you think is this election? What is the defining issue?
Well, I'd say that the voters of South Shore St. Margaret's are trying to figure out who's going to be replacing Minister Bernadette Jordan. I've heard some harsh stuff on the campaign trail, and I've got long family roots in the fishery. I'm the very proud granddaughter of an Acadian lobster fisherman from up on Ile Madame in Cape Breton. I understand the booms and busts that this industry has had, and I think that we need to know that our neighbors are going to have peace on the water this season. I think that it's going to be really hard for voters to trust somebody if we can't take care of the folks that the economy and the South Shore St. Margaret's was built on.
Well, that's our time. I appreciate it, Olivia Dory for the NDP. Good luck on the hustings.
Thank you so much. Take care, folks.